Hello and welcome to America Pray Now's very first podcast. We're so excited to be here and we're excited that you've tuned in. And I say we because there's three of us here today. So I'll start by introducing myself. My name's Josiah Alway, and I'm incredibly blessed to be part of the America Pray Now team. I'm joined today by Hannah Alway. She's the director of America Pray Now. She's a former missionary to Guatemala. She's a pastor's wife. And above all, at least for me, more impressive than all of that is she's the number one greatest mom of all time. And I say that because she's my mom. So it's extra special for me to be here today. I'm also joined by Ken Miller, the assistant director of America Pray Now. He's a graduate of West Point, a former military officer, a lawyer. He's been in ministry in different capacities over the years. He works for the DOD. The list goes on and on. As a matter of fact, if I were to go through his resume, we would be here in this podcast just talking about all of his accomplishments. But we're here to talk about prayer. So I'm going to turn it over to my mom, Hannah. Mom, how did America Pray Now start? How did it begin?
Thanks, Josiah. It's a joy to be here and wonderful to be with Ken, too. And it is exciting to start our first podcast. So America Pray Now began really when we were on the mission field, because when we would return to the United States on furlough, we began to notice a decline in our nation. We felt every time we'd return on furlough that our nation was farther from God. And we would return to the mission field being more burdened for America than for the nation where we were serving. And we began to wonder if the decline of prayer within the church in America did not have something to do with the decline of the nation. So we began to pray for America, pray for the church in America. And that is really when the burden began in our hearts to see prayer restored in the United States. And in 1999, we felt the Lord calling us to return to the U.S. primarily to pray. But we did begin pastoring a church here in Virginia. And from the beginning, we started to pray with our congregation, praying for a spiritual awakening in our country. And in 2012 was when we felt the Lord lay on our hearts to begin America Pray Now. So I want to ask you, Ken, if you want to share for a minute how the first America Pray Now started, because it started in your home.
Certainly. Thank you, Hannah. And Josiah, thank you for that kind introduction. And it's great to be together with you both today. I do remember when we first met. We met, actually, it wasn't a prayer meeting. We met at a dinner. We had been praying throughout the election season, beginning in the spring of 2013. We would gather monthly, if not more often, with members of our community from different churches. And we'd met with Ken and Tiro Cuccinelli in their home to pray for Ken and his campaign then for governor. It was a wonderful time getting to know people who really shared a burden to pray for not only America, but for Virginia. We think it's good to remember that. That was at Christmas time when we met you. So we had been through the election and we gathered in their home. They wanted to say thank you to all those who prayed with them and for them. I remember my wife was there and she met you for the first time. And Josiah, we met you. You're a little bit younger then. Mm-hmm. Now you're married with children. So my, how time goes on. But we remember that well. And it was not long after that that we agreed, I think my wife will always remind me, if not you, of this, that we said we can't let the burden for prayer pass. Somebody was going to pray. God burdened you and he burdened us and we share that burden together. And so we met at our home in the months that followed into, that was 2013, so that would have been 2014. And I think it's important to remember that it began there with the Cuccinellis. And so it's interesting to say the least how God has allowed his people to form around a burden that we believe God's given each of us. Our first meeting included many of those who had gathered with us during the election season. Hannah, you shared the burden to establish groups in other parts of Virginia. Tell us how that idea to start those groups and how did you go about establishing those meetings?
during the governor's race in the fall of 2013, the Cuccinellis had a statewide prayer group that I was a part of. And after the election, as you mentioned, we had all agreed at the Cuccinellis' home that it was not time to stop praying. We needed to pray more than ever for Virginia. So we decided that we needed to continue that prayer group. And I was asked to lead it. And at the same time, we began meeting at your home, Ken, with the Cuccinellis, praying once a month. And different people around the state who were a part of the Cuccinelli prayer team began to hear that we were having in-person prayer meetings. And I began receiving emails asking how we could start prayer meetings in their cities. So that's really how things began to be launched with America Pray Now, because my husband and I at that time realized why the Lord had us prepare America Pray Now in 2012, because by 2014, when we began receiving those invitations, everything was already established and ready. And in 2015 was when we started prayer meetings in three cities, and ever since then it has grown yearly. So you both, I imagine you both have a lot of memories of America Pray Now's small beginnings. I don't know if you want to start, Ken, if you both could share a little bit of what you remember, but if you want to start, Ken, by sharing what you remember those years when it seemed that there was very little fruit from all of our labor.
Yes, do not despise the day of small beginnings. I recall those meetings where we started off very small. Lynchburg, Virginia comes to mind. Dottie and I, my wife and I, would drive about 3 hours to Lynchburg for an afternoon meeting. At first, there were two or three people, mm-hmm. not including my wife and I, so maybe four or five people. We had a similar experience when we would travel to Fredericksburg, which is a little closer to our home, where we met on Sunday afternoon. In fact, Lynchburg, we met Sunday afternoons, and as well as in Fredericksburg. And meetings slowly grew. The people who did come came to pray, and they slowly gained momentum. And I think just faithfully going and knowing that we were coming once a month, I think the word spread. And we also, I think, importantly, started to meet during the week instead of meeting on Sundays, which seemed to help people who otherwise were committed on Sunday afternoons. Some were pastors with congregations that they were responsible to shepherd. So we understood that meeting on a different day of the week might make it easier for those who wanted to join and were otherwise not able to. They could come. And so we moved meetings around during the week. The fruit is starting to manifest. Mm-hmm. Josiah, what about your experience and
wow.
your memories?
Yeah, a flood of memories mm-hmm. come back. I remember driving to Fredericksburg, Virginia, and one person showing up. Manassas, we weren't even sure if anybody would show up, and maybe one or two. And this went on for so long that I remember, I never said it out loud, but I remember thinking, is this really worth the time and mm-hmm. effort? It just crossed my mind from time to time. But little things would happen that revealed that the Lord was in it. And we would have people come that were true prayer warriors, and you could feel and even see the effect of prayer throughout the state. And then you'd have other people come that had attended church for 30 years, and we had people tell us, we don't even know how to pray. Our church doesn't pray, so this is completely new for us. So you saw the Lord bringing prayer warriors. You saw the Lord bringing people that wanted to pray but had never really done it. Very small numbers. And then all of the sudden, doors begin to open. Things like, if you guys remember, we didn't even look for, but all of the sudden, we were having a prayer meeting in the state capitol mm-hmm. in Virginia. The Speaker of the House of Delegates had opened the door for us to be there, a door that we would have never been able to open. So we started to see the Lord expanding it in His time and place, not in our way at all. So over the years, it's been incredible to see that the Lord opens doors that no man can open and he closes doors that no man can close. Mm-hmm. Ken, how many meetings does America Pray Now have right now?
We have, that's a great question, Josiah. And I have to remind myself, we have 10 meetings or 10 cities around Virginia where we have meetings, two in Maryland, one in West Virginia. We're preparing to launch a prayer meeting in Danville, Virginia, which would give us 11, I guess. Also, we have a meeting planned for Delaware.
We don't have any in Delaware right now. This is brand new.
No, that's right. I'm reminded, I have a question for you, Hannah, but Josiah, you said how doors began to open, and I'm reminded of Paul's prayer, his apostolic prayer in the fourth chapter of his letter to the Colossians, where he says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak." Mm. And I think that's been a burden as I see and hear from Hannah about her burden to open new cities. I always pray, God, open a door. Open a door. Create an opportunity. Yeah. And you've always been sensitive to the Holy Spirit to go through the door that he opens. Mm. Hannah, there's a door opening. It's a virtual door. And in May, we started to pray virtually, meeting virtually via Zoom. The fourth Wednesday of the month, a related group, Virginia Pray Now.
Yes, the Lord has opened up a virtual door. Right now, we actually have a once-a-month Zoom meeting, prayer meeting. So, Josiah, would you like to explain what we do on the Zoom meeting every month?
Yeah, so this is, maybe there are things like this out there. I've never heard of any ministry having anything similar to this. And basically what we do is there's three parts to the call. And it's around a lunch hour, so people can take breaks around lunch. And so the first part is somebody on the Zoom call shares specific prayer needs for a specific government agency and maybe like the leader of that agency or department. And so we've been going through every single agency in the Virginia state government. So we're specifically praying for that one agency on the call. Then after that, somebody gives a short devotional, maybe reads a passage of scripture, gives maybe a key to prayer or an encouragement. And then the third part is we spend 15 minutes praying for specific government leaders and the agency that was mentioned at the beginning of the call. And I think that we've already begun to see the fruit in the state. I mean, if you think about where we were in Virginia just a few years ago compared to where we are now, the Lord's been answering our prayers. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Mom, from here, where would you say, as the director of the ministry, what is America Pray Now's vision going forward from here?
So that's a great question, Josiah. Thank you. In Matthew 21:13, Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." We believe that Jesus desires for his church to be a house of prayer because prayer pushes back the powers of darkness. Prayer is the key to getting the victory in the spiritual battle between light and darkness. So our vision going forward is not only to see prayer groups raised up in cities across Virginia and across our nation, but it is also to see churches in America become houses of prayer. We believe that as the church becomes a house of prayer, as God intended for it to be, we will see the spiritual powers of darkness that are ruling our nation right now, that are destroying, they will be pushed back. So that is our vision going forward, is to see, as I said, prayer groups spread across the country, but also, more importantly, I believe, is for the church to become a house of prayer, as the Lord intended for it to be. So, Ken, do you have anything you would like to add?
Well, I share that vision, of course. I think the strategy that God's put on your heart, and that is the strategy that APN, America Pray Now, is carrying forward, is to seed Virginia with prayer, planting seeds of prayer in communities where there's people, churches, community-minded people who are there to receive that burden. And I think of Lynchburg, for example, where we began with two or three, and now you can't, it's standing room only or sitting room only, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful spirit of prayer. Fredericksburg is very similar. Mm-hmm. And other groups, I probably don't want to slight any group that has been growing and prospering under this ministry. My burden, like yours, is to see these groups grow and continue to be burdened for the community, the needs in their community. And that's what I find interesting is, yes, we can pray for America, but every community that is represented in the long list of communities where there's a meeting has their own unique need. Mm-hmm. And I think having people gather under the banner of America Pray Now gives them the opportunity to pray not just for America, but also for the manifestation of their burden in their community. So I think it's important. And I'm reminded of how they dispersed in the Old Testament. We read about the cities of refuge created for a special purpose. I believe these cities where they have welcomed this ministry are marked for something great in God. And I don't know what it is. I mean, just as it started small, it continues to grow and gain momentum. I think we just continue to do the work that God put on your heart and our hearts to do.
Yeah. I have one more question for you, Ken.
Certainly.
Do you agree that it has been wonderful to be in a prayer meeting with people from different denominations? Mm. You know, I think we've had up to 11 denominations.
Wow.
And you are all united.
Yes.
In prayer. You're forgetting doctrinal differences.
Yes.
And you're uniting in prayer. I mean, that's powerful.
That
Do
is
you
very,
agree?
It is very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's remarkable, actually.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's a testament to the Spirit of God's ability to bring us together under a banner of faith in Christ. That's good. Josiah, would you like to explain what your vision is for this podcast?
Yeah, for sure. So the goal for this podcast is we're going to be releasing a weekly devotional on prayer, and that will be sometimes Ken, sometimes my mom, sometimes me. We have a couple of leaders that may do the devotionals. So that'll be weekly. So if you can subscribe to this podcast and stay tuned for future broadcasts. And then we also plan to do some discussions and interviews in the future as well. But stay tuned for weekly podcasts. And then also, let me mention before we close that America Pray Now releases a magazine just on prayer, a prayer magazine released quarterly, completely free. You can sign up for it at americapraynow.com. It'll come to your house, no charge. And also, if you want to attend, if you're not currently attending one of our in-person meetings, you'll find it on the same website, americapraynow.com. And last but not least, we mentioned the Virginia Pray Now call, the Zoom call. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can email us at pray@virginiapraynow.com. Again, pray@virginiapraynow.com. So that concludes our very first podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this has been a blessing, and we look forward to coming together again soon. God bless.